to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fella, broadcasting live all week long for Mike Malloy while they're off enjoying a well-deserved spring break. Glad you could be here with us. Our phone numbers, we're going to have open lines this hour, 877-520-1150, and I've got some open lines. Don't wait till the last 5 minutes to call, because you people always do that, and then we can't get to all the people we'd love to get to. So give us a call now, 877-520-1150. The chat room at bradblog.com is still open for one more hour. We're always happy to see you over there. A lively conversation is always ensuing. And, of course, you can follow us and tweet us and make noise in our general direction, sock puppets or otherwise, to the Brad Blog over on the Twitters, 877-520-1150. I'll get to the phones in a moment here. This from Huckabee Hearts Secrecy. This from Siddhartha Mahanta over at Mother Jones today. There's a Mike Huckabee mystery that won't go away, she writes. Send a public records request seeking documents from his 12-year stint as Arkansas governor, as Mother Jones recently did, and an eyebrow-raising reply will come back. The records are unavailable, and the computer hard drives that once contained them were erased and physically destroyed by the Huckabee administration as the governor prepared to leave office and launch a presidential bid. In 2007, during Huckabee's campaign for the GOP presidential nomination, the issue of the eradicated hard drive surfaced briefly, but it was never fully examined, and the key questions remain. Why had Huckabee gone to such great lengths to wipe out his own records? Whatever happened to a backup collection that was provided to a Huckabee aide? Huckabee is now considering another presidential run, and if he does enter the race, he would do so as a front runner, which would make the case of the missing records all the more significant. These records would shed light on Huckabee's governorship and could provide insight into how a President Huckabee, yes, you heard me right, how a President Huckabee, how a President Huckabee might run the country. Meanwhile, observers of Arkansas's political scene, including one of Huckabee's former GOP allies, say the episode is characteristic of a politician who was distrustful and secretive by nature. So what is it about these Republicans like Mike Huckabee? His emails all gone from his years as governor. George Bush, millions of emails all gone. And yet, the Republican Party of Michigan is happy to turn around and slap a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, demanding the private personal emails of a professor at a state university up in Michigan, because that professor had the temerity to write an op-ed in the New York Times in support of unions and against Governor Scott Walker. So they are happy to reveal whatever secrets they can of people they don't like. But when it comes to their own secrets, oh no, that's not for you or me. That must be done away with, and that is what they do. Meanwhile, down in Florida, as long as we're speaking about elections, as we were, the House Republican leadership has introduced a bill that the Leon County Supervisor of Election calls a travesty. Proposed House Bill 1355 passed through a subcommittee on Friday, and Leon County Supervisor of Elections Ion Sancho, our hero, and maybe we'll get him on the show again this week to talk about this, he says that the proposed House Bill 1355 destroys the election process as it currently exists in Florida. And he went to legislators to let them know that he strongly opposes it. Sancho shook his head at the 128-page document. This is a 128-page election bill. Anyway, he shook hands. He shook his head at the document as before heading into the House office building to let the Government Operations Subcommittee know how he feels. But to no avail, the subcommittee members voted in favor of the proposed House bill under partisan lines. Sancho says he disagrees mostly with the change that would allow the partisan appointee of the governor, get ready for this, the partisan appointee of the governor to control all supervisors of elections and give them orders or remove them from office. Yes, the Secretary of State position in Florida is actually appointed by the governor. Remember Catherine Harris? Yes, she was appointed by Jeb Bush back there in 2000. And this bill would now give power to the Secretary of State to control supervisors of elections in each county. Supervisors of elections, such as Ian Sancho, are elected by the people. But now the appointee will be able to give them orders and remove them from office. Remove an elected official from office. Begging the question once again of why is it that Republicans, why do they hate democracy? They hate it. Sancho said, quote, this is ridiculous. It would be as if an appointed water district commissioner could order an elected legislator around. There's only one reason for this, and that is partisan control over the process. It serves no interest of the citizens. Sancho had more to say, but maybe we'll bring him on later in this week to talk about these issues. And by the way, we talk about these issues 24/7. Election integrity, 24/7, 365. We don't wait till a week before the elections when it's too damn late to do anything about it. We talk about them around the clock at bradblog.com. And at least when I'm sitting in here on the Mike Malloy Show. Connie in Alabama, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What is on your mind, Connie?
Brad, I'd like to thank you for making us publicly aware of what so many individuals have ran into and problems, and especially with voter fraud, issues. Just to be declared that an individual committed voter fraud by filling out an application and deported, a lot of people in the country would not think that would happen.
Well, listen, Connie, the problem is, really the problem in this country is not voter fraud. It is election fraud. It is the election insiders. That's right. The election insiders who have control over the machines, over the process, over the computers, where one person can change the results of an election in about 30 seconds. It's not the voters. The voters are doing fine. Leave the voters alone, except for voters like, Ann Coulter, GOP superstar, John Huntsman, GOP superstar, Charlie White, Secretary of State of Indiana, or this Randy Hopper jerk up there in Wisconsin who, will be facing a recall election.
And it was amazing that, you know, in the last, I would say, 12 months, the wave of the Republicans was to restore democracy, and then you find so many of those are committing fraud against democracy.
Because they don't care about democracy. They say they do, but they don't. They have no interest in democracy. They want people like you to not vote at all, please, Connie. That is what they are working for. Hey, I appreciate the call, sir. Stay in touch.
Keep
down there.
Good work up, and thank you for making us aware of what is taking place around the country.
Bless you, sir. Really appreciate it. Oh, man. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi. It looks as if they're the object of the budget battle going on, not states, but in Washington, is stretch it out as long as possible and just hopefully create a double dip or recession or maybe just get your $71 billion in cuts and make it impossible for Obama to get reelected. Or it may be just to keep the economy under stress so that all the foreign profits can come back in without being taxed to any great extent.
I don't really know what their game is. I don't know what they're thinking either. I have to imagine they're thinking this through. They've got an end game here, but in truth, it seems like they're doing themselves in. I mean, now they're talking about, we had the proposal today, or at least they're introducing this budget proposal for next year as they still fight about the existing budget. But Paul Ryan claims he's going to save $4 trillion by doing away with Medicare. Doing away with Medicare? Is this going to be popular, Bob? What are they thinking?
Well, I'm just trying to bring up the next thing on the agenda, which I can't believe is popular. So they really aren't in a hurry until they tank the economy. And then it'll look like mercy when that money comes in at whatever rate it's taxed at. We'll just beg for it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't. And maybe maybe it's just the old starve the beast deal. But I don't think that works out well for them in the end, for the Republicans. On the other hand, if you control the voting machines and if you keep all the Democrats from voting, well, I guess you have no problem.
Well, maybe if the money is offshore, it can always just go to the American Chamber of Commerce.
I mean,
who's keeping track of where the money they get comes from?
Nobody.
A lot of it was offshore last time.
Nobody. Nobody is keeping track. There are no police anymore. The DOJ so far is doing nothing about the U.S. chamber plot that we talked about at the top of the show. $12 million that they were planning to use against not just people like me, but actually against me and my family. No accountability from the DOJ. The Federal Election Commission is an absolute joke. It has been turned into something that simply does not work because you've got three Republicans and three Democrats, and they are purposely, keeping the FEC from bringing any accountability whatsoever. Thanks for the call, Bob. I got to get to a break here. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Much more straight ahead. Welcome back, 23 minutes after. Oh, I like that tune, Tony. Well done. 23 minutes after the hour, you're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. Yes, you are, truth seekers, but it is I, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, taking your calls at 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Before I get back to the phones here, this today from CNN, the owner of the Gulf of Mexico oil rig that exploded last year, killing 11 workers and leading to what has been called the worst oil spill ever, said Monday that calling 2010 its, quote, best year in safety may have been insensitive. You think? Transocean Limited, in a recent filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, said hefty bonuses and raises to top executives were paid in part of the company's, quote, performance under safety last year. We acknowledge that some of the wording in our 2010 proxy statement may have been insensitive in light of the incident that claimed the lives of 11 exceptional men last year, and we deeply regret any pain that it may have caused, Transocean told CNN. Nothing in the proxy was intended to minimize this tragedy or diminish the impact it has had on those who lost loved ones. Everyone at Transocean continues to mourn the loss of these friends and colleagues. The statement did not address the controversy over their decision to give out cash awards despite the oil spill disaster, including, let's see, $200,000 salary increase for Transocean President and Chief Executive Officer Stephen L. Newman, whose base salary will increase from $900,000 to $1.1 million, the SEC report said. Newman's bonus was $374,000, according to the report, which Transocean filed on Friday. Newman also has a $5.4 million long-term compensation package the company awarded him upon his appointment as CEO in March of 2010. The statement to the SEC said, notwithstanding the tragic loss of life in the Gulf of Mexico, we achieved an exemplary statistical safety record as measured by our total recordable incident rate and total potential severity rate. As measured by these standards, we recorded the best year in safety performance in our company's history. Notwithstanding the tragic loss of life in the Gulf of Mexico. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? By the way, nine of those employees that were killed, nine of those 11 employees that died on that rig were Transocean employees. Very, very thoughtful, aren't they? And by the way, the money that those people are enjoying, that's taxpayer subsidies. With $4 trillion that Congressman Ryan wants to cut from the budget, $4 trillion, do away with social, with Medicare as we know it. When he was asked on Sunday, on Fox News Sunday, naturally, whether he would cut oil company subsidies, well, he wouldn't commit to that. Those oil companies, they need to, despite record profits, despite being able to give bonuses like this, hundreds of thousands of dollars, they still need those subsidies, right, boys? And you teachers, and you firefighters, and you policemen, and you sick people, you people can all go straight to hell. But the oil companies, don't worry. We'll send you your scratch. You're listening to Brad in from Mike Malloy. Stay with us. Stuck in the middle with you. There you go, Mom. You can stop bothering me to play that song like I'm her own personal DJ. Brad Friedman in from Mike Malloy. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. If you'd like to get in on the show, I see there's a lively chat room going on at bradblog.com where LTC Barber, who claims to be a conservative, but seems terribly uninformed about Acorn. Why is it these right-wingers will show up in the chat room, they'll send me email, dirty tweets, but they won't give us a call? Would love to hear from you, 877-520-1150, or they, you know, wait until the very last second, and then I can't get to them at all. But would love to hear from you. Love to inform you, since you have been so misinformed. And no, I'm not like Mike and other folks who hate you. I don't hate you at all. I want to help you. Because you have been scammed, and you deserve better than that. You deserve better than the crap that you have been served by the liars who are trying to trick you. Clear? Okie dokie. Dave in Minneapolis, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Dave, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Brad. Thanks. Three things. I'm going to try to make this quick if I can, but I called originally to try to say, could people like you, whenever you talk to conservatives, get them to explain what their idea of a perfect United States would be? They never tell us. They seem to me to be leading us to some sort of medieval feudalism.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that, well, you make a good point. And if they're Republican, now they're not conservatives, mind you. Most of them, they say they're conservatives, but they're just right-wingers. They're not conservative. They don't believe in smaller government. They don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in the Constitution. So, no, you make
exactly
a good
right.
point. Where are they going? I mean, the things they tell you where they're going, oh, we want small government. Oh, we want, you know, this and that. But they are things that are antithetical to what the Republicans in power actually do when they get into power. They're into bigger
exactly.
government. So,
and that leads to the second yeah. thing I wanted to share with you, and that is I'm so proud of my wife. She spent an hour and a half today making phone calls in for Joanne Kloppenberg in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, and she talked to some lady who mentioned that Scott Walker's latest little scam, that is apparently there's a 23-year-old there who has no college degree but just got promoted into an $81,000-a-year job at which department? In one of the State Departments because – oh, Commerce Department.
Yeah.
Because his daddy was a big donor to Scott Walker.
Yeah, I saw that story. I think it was over at actually rawstory.com had it before
cool.
the show. So go on over there and look. And, of course, yeah, Randy Hopper's girlfriend, 26-year-old,
yeah.
I think, she also got a job with the state
yeah.
Somehow or another. Hey, Dave, I got to get to another call. I really appreciate
okay.
your call, sir.
Thank you, Brad. I so appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let me go to, oh, good, LTC Barber from our bradblog.com chat room claims he's a conservative, has called in. Hey, LTC Barber, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Sir, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. And, yes, I was in the chat room, and no, I'm not afraid to call. And, yeah, I was, I lived and worked in Vegas, and I saw, you know, some of the people got arrested and got fined and got in trouble
for what?
For their violations in Las Vegas, and then the
for what?
You know, the storefront. What?
For what?
For you know, they had people filling out cards.
Who had people,
you know,
filling out cards?
Workers.
What were you? Now you're talking about Acorn here, are you?
Yes.
Okay, Acorn didn't have anybody filling out cards illegally.
Yes, they did. In Vegas, they did.
No, actually, they didn't. The people who turned in cards, Acorn has to turn in all registrations, essentially, whether they believe they're fraudulent or not. They turn them in, and they let the election directors know, we think these are fraudulent, but here they are. And here, by the way, are the people who did this, who committed this fraud. We would like them investigated. We would like them prosecuted. That's what Acorn does. Okay, they turn in these people when they find these handful of people who do wrong. It's kind of like when somebody steals something off the shelf at Walmart. When an employee steals from the shelf, you don't say that Walmart is a criminal organization because some of their employees stole off the shelf, right? And especially when Walmart is the one who turns them in. You have been dreadfully, dreadfully misinformed, sir, about what went on in Vegas with Acorn. And, yes, there were some folks who pled guilty who were involved with Acorn. You know what they pled guilty to because they couldn't afford lawyers? Which was paying because they had they included a payment for the number of registrations you got. They give you a bonus if you got above a certain amount or something like this. That is apparently illegal in Nevada. Meantime, out here in California, for example, the GOP was paying their law firm, not their law firm, their registration firm, something like $12 a head to register Republican-only voters. So that firm was changing registrations from Democratic to Republican in order to make money. Nothing like that was done by Acorn, not in Vegas, not anywhere else. Have I helped you clear up this issue, LTC Barber?
No, you haven't, mainly because I sat up there and I watched news reports. Acorn had a storefront in Louisiana, and all these different organizations pointed to there. And when they went out to go investigate the location, it was just a little church or a building. Looked pretty suspicious to me.
A storefront?
So.
Well, now we're going to Louisiana. What happened
yeah.
the storefront in Louisiana that was illegal?
There was a whole bunch of organizations pointing towards this little storefront location. in Louisiana, several post office boxes or whatever.
Okay, like the, for example, like the American Center for Voting Rights, this fake group that was set up by Republicans, set up by the communication director of the Republican National Committee and by George W. Bush's, the Bush-Cheney 2004 General Counsel, a man by the name of Thor Hearn, who set up this committee, said he was a voting rights committee, was able to testify on Capitol Hill, despite having been just invented literally days before they testified on Capitol Hill. And when I asked Thor Hearn where this American Center for Voting Rights, ACVR, comes from, he couldn't tell me where they were based, and we tracked them down to, just like you said, a storefront down in a strip mall in Houston, in a UPS post office box. Okay, well, it doesn't matter, A, because it was, in this case, it was legal, but he lied about it, and B, in the case that you're talking about, I mean, they created this phony organization. Acorn is a very, very real organization, or at least it was before they were put out of business by liars, thieves, frauds, and cheats like James O'Keefe and Andrew Breitbart and Fox News. Okay, but there was no laws broken down in Louisiana or wherever you came up with, since Vegas didn't work for you. You, sir, have been scammed. You have been lied to. And this organization, ACORN, a four-decade-old community organization fighting for low- and middle-income voters to be able to exercise their franchise in an American democracy in 2011, really? While people are dying out around the world, Americans are dying, supposedly fighting for democracy. That's what these people, that's what ACORN was really doing. And these Republicans who lied and put them out of business hate democracy. And yes, LTC Barber, they hate you too.
Can I be hated? I mean, I'm still won't change my mind about it, and I think ACORN was wrong.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Next time, and by the way, he hung up on himself just now. Next time, try to inform yourself before you call in. This was, do I have this sound clip here? Let's see if I can play this. I can't seem to find it. Maybe I'll play it when I come back from the break. 877-520-1150. Maybe that's why the right-wingers don't want to call in, because they think I'll be mean to them. I won't be mean. Just have your facts straight. Just know what the hell it is you're talking about before you call. Ron in Prescott, Arizona. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Good evening. Brad.
Yes.
Did you hear about Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer saying that because we're in a war with terrorists, we have to limit free speech.
I didn't hear what he said. We had to limit free speech. Of course, that's what Lindsey Graham would say.
Yeah, in response to Terry Jones, a crazy non-preacher in Florida who burned the Koran and probably was put up to it by some idiot from the CIA.
Oh, he wants to ban book burning now, ban the Koran burning or something. Lindsey Graham's solution.
Yeah, anything. The idea
God,
is anything that could stir up our enemies should be banned. In other words, burning Korans or saying something negative about Muslims or the Islamic faith or their prophet Muhammad, anything.
Terry Jones is an idiot. Terry Jones is a jackass. Terry Jones helped, kill dozens of folks out there in Afghanistan now because of his idiot ways in burning a Koran. He is a jackass. But we don't make laws against freedom of speech just because Terry Jones type jackasses exist out there.
Well, keep an eye on it. Because I think we're going to see more pressure like this, especially if some other idiot. And I think these guys could be instigated to do crap because they're mentally ill.
Yep.
and some guy slides into the church and starts talking trash, saying, hey, we should do this, we should do that.
Yeah. Well,
and these guys are so unstable, they buy it.
Yeah, I know. Well, and they own the media, and they're willing to spend billions to sell their crap. Hey, thanks, Ron. I do appreciate your call, sir.
Yeah.
All right, back with more of your calls at 877-520-1150. By the way, here is Paul Weyrich, a right-wing demigod, back in 1980, talking about his thoughts about democracy, speaking at a convention with Jerry Falwell and Ronald Reagan to a whole bunch of preachers. Back in 1980, about what he, basically their hopes that people won't vote in elections. And this has been the Republican playbook when it comes to Acorn and everything else. Oop. Let me try that again. Do my turn down or are you? Try it again. Yeah. Not working. Is it playing? No? All right. Well, we'll try to play it when we come back. Basically, now we got it. Now we got it. Let's find out. No? Just not showing up. Oh, well. Basically, Paul Weyrich said he doesn't want everyone to vote. He wants people to not vote because the voting leverage for Republicans goes up as the voting populace goes down. And that is the strategy, and that is why Acorn had to be knocked out of business, because they were helping people vote, low- and middle-income voters. And when that happens, Republicans don't win elections. You're listening to Brad in for Malloy. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low. Preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. With his Bible by his side. From his foes, he wouldn't hide. My thanks tonight. It's hard to think. On this 43rd anniversary of the death of Martin Luther King. My thanks to engineer Tony Sorrentino and producer Desi Doyen. Thanks, guys, especially for putting together that great montage to mark MLK's death today. It's really beautiful. My thanks also to For Earth, keeping her eye on the chat room for us, along with Desi. And let's see, Ben Birch out at White Rose. Thank you, sir, for all you do. And my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy, as ever, for having me fill in for them, as I will be doing for the rest of the week. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your trust and your faith. And if you're listening, by the way, via MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid after this tonight. My thanks also to Congressman Hank Johnson and to Professor Stefan Lewandowski. We will have, if you missed any portion of the show tonight, or even if you want to relive the adventure once again, we'll have it up late night tonight at bradblog.com, or better still, higher quality audio over at, and sooner, over at MikeMalloy.com in the podcast section, where you need to be a subscriber to access them. But when you subscribe, you support progressive radio. Here was that clip, by the way, from I had mentioned from Paul Weyrich, setting the strategy for keeping voters from voting, something that God knows Martin Luther King was fighting against. Here's Paul Weyrich in 1980. Still? Really? Still? Here we go. Okay, I'll figure this out. There we go. Now here it comes.
Now, many of our Christians have what I call the goo-goo syndrome. Good government. They want everybody to vote. I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want everybody to vote, regardless of party affiliation, especially tomorrow in Wisconsin, where there's a very important election. Tim DeChristopher will also be joining us tomorrow on this show. Look him up if you don't know who he is. Hey, Richard in Florida, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. How are you?
Thanks, Brad. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, brother.
Okay. Listen, I need more than a few minutes, but I know that's all I have. I've been...
You don't, hey, Richard, you ain't even got that much, I'm sorry to say.
I know, but let me just say what I could say. I'll call back later in the week.
All right.
People should spend their time looking at the True Vote model. It covers 1988 to 2008 elections. Three of those elections were stolen. The elections were all stolen by guy's named Bush.
All right, and what will the True Vote model tell us, and where can we find it? And you have to say that quickly.
Okay, the links are right in this, right on the chat, and you can go to richardsharnon.com and link to my blog. You can get to it from there, but the links are right there on the in the chat. I put it in about 10 times.
RichardCharnin.com, that's CHARNIN.com, to review the presidential races over the last 12 years or so to see what you believe the results really should have been.
20 years.
Richard, thank you for all the work you do for election integrity. I got to roll, brother.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
You bet. All right, let me get to, hey, Russell in Buffalo, you get 15 seconds. Welcome to the Malloy Show.
Okay, our founding fathers said this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Now, when Ronald Reagan said government isn't the solution, government's the problem, wouldn't he be saying the people are the problem?
Exactly right. The government is the people. And if I hear somebody talk about how bad government is, once again, you know, that we are the government. And that's why we need to step up and straighten this government out.
We could vote against them. That's the whole thing right there. We could vote against the Republicans, and that's why we're the problem.
That's exactly right. Theoretically, we can. Russell, thanks for the call. Thanks, everybody, for the call. Thanks for folks in the bradblog.com chat room. I will be back with you all tomorrow night. Same Brad time, same Brad channel right here on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks, America. Until then, we'll see you at bradblog.com. Keep it lit.